From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Praise for the late Senator Robert Byrd this morning from Republicans and Democrats alike. Byrd is dead at age 92, a Democrat, a segregationist-turned-civil rights advocate who said in 1984 he'd never forgot his West Virginia roots, the husband of a coal miner's daughter.
I came of age in the Great Depression as a working man, as a butcher, as a welder, raising a family in hard times.
Senator Robert Byrd also was an early opponent of the Iraq War, predicting what he called a house of cards, justifying it would fail. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee opens hearings on the nomination of Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
Today's hearing will be more theatrics than action, with senators and the nominee both making prepared remarks. The actual questioning won't begin until tomorrow. Later in the week, witnesses for and against the nominee will testify. Among those supporting Kagan are several prominent conservatives and the president of the Harvard Law School Armed Services Association. Republicans have lined up an equal number of critics, but late last week they canceled plans to call retired Army General Jerry Boykin to testify against Kagan. Boykin drew criticism in 2003 when he cast the war on terror as a battle between Christianity and Satan and suggested that Muslims worship idols. He later apologized. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The White House says Kagan's President Obama has weighed in already on his nomination of Kagan and Republican complaints against her.
As I examine some of the arguments that have been floated against her nomination over the last several weeks, it's pretty thin gruel.
And Mr. Obama's aides say Kagan's lack of judicial experience doesn't matter. Aides have pointed out that the late Chief Justice William Rehnquist had never served as a judge before joining the Supreme Court. North Korea is threatening military action against U.S. and South Korean forces. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing. North Korea claims the U.S. and South Korea have recently moved heavy weapons to the fortified border between the two countries.
The official Korean Central News Agency carries claims by the North Korean Army that the U.S. deployed various types of heavy weapons in the truce village of Panmunjom on Saturday. The village straddles the border inside the demilitarized zone. The North says the weapons must be withdrawn or else it will take strong military countermeasures. Neither South Korea nor the U.S. has responded to the charges. Separately, North Korea said today that it would bolster its nuclear arsenal in response to persistent U.S. hostility. President Obama said yesterday that the world should support South Korea's bid to hold the North accountable for its sinking of a South Korean Navy ship in March. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR News. A month to the day after parliamentary elections, the Czech president has named a new prime minister. Bruce Kahnweiser has the story from Prague.
Petr Nečas has been named the new prime minister. The outgoing government continues to rule, but Nečas and his Civic Democratic Party have been negotiating the terms of a new governing coalition with two center-right parties for the past month. Now they're getting down to the nitty-gritty of allocating ministry portfolios. The new government hopes to be seated by mid-July. Political instability has seen a succession of government changes in recent years. President Václav Klaus said this is the sixth prime minister he has named during his 7 years as president. With just 3 years left in office, Klaus said he hopes this is his last prime ministerial appointment. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Prague.
John Legend sings, "It's hard times in this crazy town," and urges other wealthy stars to help eradicate poverty.
There's a lot of money, a lot of fame and influence in this room tonight. And there are millions of people watching around the world. So I say to all of us, we all can do better. We can make this world better. Let's not waste this opportunity.
And that's Legend at the BET Awards ceremonies. He wins the BET Humanitarian Award for his work with the Show Me campaign, which tries to eliminate poverty through education and health care. As for the performance awards, up-and-coming female rapper Nicki Minaj and singer Alicia Keys are the top winners in Los Angeles, each snagging two awards. Veteran rapper Jay-Z has 5 nominations but goes home with just 1 award. Queen Latifah is the host. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.